You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White explores the rise of the zombie apocalypse.
The recent proliferation of television shows, movies, books, and video games that feature what mythology has long referred to as the undead is worthy of some exploration. While many in the West are most familiar with the notion of zombies, this is derived from an almost universal legend that has found many different expressions across time and around the world. Many centuries old, the idea that the dead could be reanimated to appear living, but acting as the dead, is a complex one. But the various versions of legend that come out of it are too numerous to cover here. Suffice it to say that such tales are enduring ones and locally adapted to many different cultures. Our interest in continuing the legend is readily apparent in our popular culture. If you don't believe it, a quick internet search for the term zombie apocalypse will turn up over 15 million search results, many of which speak of this as a real anticipated event. The English word zombie seems to have first appeared in the early 19th century and is believed to have West African origins. In 1929, occult writer William Seabrook published The Magic Island, which featured exploration of voodoo cults in the islands of the Caribbean, particularly in Haiti. From that point forward, the theme of the zombie was found in many books and movies, and the zombie craze began. Who can forget the now classic horror film of 1968 called Night of the Living Dead? Although certainly unsophisticated by our current cinematographic standards, the low-budget movie has been identified not only as a cult classic, but as the film that launched an entire genre within popular culture dedicated to the legends of the undead. It has also been hailed as a historic film, worthy of preservation for its significant cultural and artistic contributions. Following it in rapid succession came numerous other films, right up to today's popular television series of The Walking Dead. More than anything else, the renewed interest in the zombie as a subject of film and television perhaps represents a commentary on how we view our world. Just a few decades ago, a survey of popular culture in the United States would have revealed our obsession with futuristic stories. Fantastic societies where man's achievements were highlighted. In the immediate post-war period that produced the first wave of baby boomers, that hopeful era produced new technologies reflected in television and films that highlighted an accommodating future where man reaped the benefits of his ingenuity. Think of the generation that grew up watching The Jetsons or Star Trek, for instance. Our future was a world where anything was possible. Perhaps fraught with dangers, as always, but in scenarios that demonstrated our progress and advancement. Contrast that image with the message resounding in society's current obsession with a future that features barren landscapes, wrought by apocalyptic scenarios featuring, you guessed it, the undead. Most social scientists agree that popular culture expresses only that which is prevalent in the minds and imaginations of our society. If so, it would seem that the current age is less than hopeful about our human progress. Fortunately, legends and our interest in them do appear cyclically, and this one perhaps will be supplanted soon enough. It might also be a metaphor for our times in a way not unlike how poet E.E. Cummings once said, "If 180 million people want to be undead, that's their funeral, but I happen to like being alive."
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.